Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Elon Musk, now officially in charge of Twitter. One of his first acts was firing the CEO and other top executives. This comes after months of back and forth between Musk and the company about whether he really would buy it.
Concern is growing that misinformation could spread now, though, as we said yesterday, Musk promised to advertisers it would become Twitter would become a free for all, not become a free for all hellscape. Let's get that right. Not become a free for all hellscape. So what happens now? Adam Ruzzieri, digital marketing expert. He's with the agency Partner Interactive, joins us now. Adam, thanks for being here on KNX. Three execs fired already, more apparently on their way out. Changes to come. What do you see moving forward with Twitter?
Hey, great to be with you. You know, when you buy a new car, you can pretty much drive it wherever you want, as long as it's within the legal limits, right? So I think we're going to see kind of Elon Musk drive this new car wherever he wants, and he's doing the right thing. You got to get in there and you got to get rid of the existing leadership team, because basically you're totally changing how things are run, right? So he's starting at the top. He's going to work his way down, and we're going to see not only the organization change, but we're also going to see the actual product itself change, the application. Elon Musk's talking about turning Twitter into a super app. And that might sound kind of like a lofty idea, or you might just be wondering, well, what the heck is a super app? But in a nutshell, he's going to try and make Twitter something that really is essential to our everyday lives, beyond just, you know, throwing the little jab here and there, or updating people on what we're doing, you know, on the hour. We could potentially see Twitter being used as a way to process transactions, a way to pay people, a way to share information, but also maybe do even more complicated or sophisticated file sharing. There might even be some integrations with some of the applications that we're more familiar with, like email and other forms of communication. So,
well,
the,
I mean,
it's going to change. The
yeah.
company's going to change. A lot's happening here.
Right. And some of the change that you just enumerated sounds like it could be good. But some of the change, of course, could also be pretty bad. I mean, there's already a lot of experimentation just since he's announced that he's taken over, with some extremist types sort of trying to see how far they can take it in what they can now say on Twitter. And there's an open question about whether former President Trump is going to be allowed back on. And Musk sent out this weird tweet this morning, not weird, but it's kind of interesting, I suppose, where he said that Twitter will be forming a content moderation council with widely diverse viewpoints, no major content decisions or account reinstatements, and I presume that is referring to at least mostly to Mr. Trump, will happen before that council convenes. So what is he talking about?
Yeah, nothing too crazy right now beyond, I guess, Kanye West's account being restored. You know, Elon Musk really is trying to ensure that this application is something that does facilitate and allow free speech to be a thing. And, you know, we've seen kind of some of the moves and some of the attention on these words, misinformation and disinformation, actually go so far as to attack lawful speech. And I don't think that that's really what Elon Musk wants to see from a social media application. So when it comes to what the app is going to not allow, that's definitely remains to be seen, especially when it comes down to, frankly, artificial intelligence running these content moderation decisions. You know, how does it identify certain keywords that are problematic, and how does it turn up the volume or turn it down from one conversation to the next? We're going to see a lot of changes here. And you're right. A lot of the users that are on Twitter right now, they're trying to kind of test the water and see what's really different. And you might see some people tweeting some crazy things, right? Things that you would typically expect might result in a ban or a suspension of sorts. It's kind of like a little kid trying to see how far they can get with one parent from the next, right? So you know, I would just advise people, you know what, guys, the stove is hot. Don't touch it. Just wait to see what happens here. We're going to see Twitter evolve as a company. We're going to see it evolve as a product. And I think we're going to see a lot more value from this particular product as we kind of move forward in the days ahead.
Yeah, he's promising that it's going to evolve. But Adam, let me ask you this, optimistic or pessimistic, do you have major concerns moving forward as well?
Very optimistic. We're talking about a guy here who truly is an innovator. I mean, Elon Musk created reusable rockets that go to space. So, you know, we're talking about social media here. You might say this is a little bit beneath him, but when we're talking about the First Amendment, Elon Musk needs a marketplace of good ideas and bad ideas alike to drive his concepts forward. So I'm very, very optimistic that we now have an innovator running this company, and we don't have the competing interests of Wall Street. And frankly, some of the things that Jack Dorsey points to as the reason for Twitter's, I would say, lack of success, it's unimpressive growth.
Yeah, but Adam, being optimistic, that as you are there areas that concern you as well?
I would say the areas that concern me really are more, I would say, international and scope and depth. Watching how Elon Musk navigates the more intricate laws over in the EU in particular, some of those laws do differ from what we have over here in the United States. So I think seeing how he navigates this kind of company is going to be interesting. We've seen Zuckerberg before Congress. We definitely saw Dorsey before Congress as well. Elon Musk fielding the same kind of questions that were thrown at some of those guys. It'll be different to see when he's in front of a Senate Judiciary Committee answering questions about, people being censored or not censored.
All right. Adam, thank you again. That's Adam Ruzzieri, digital marketing expert with Agency Partner Interactive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.